This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A Seton Hall student says he was the victim of severe hazing and abuse last year in the university's baseball program. And now he's brought a lawsuit against the school.
The dream of pitching at the D1 school quickly turned into a nightmare beginning on day one of his freshman year.
One of the older kids on the team says, I got to drop my pen and they got to see what I got down there. I complied. Unwillingly.
Then there was the locker room wrestling match against an older player.
Picked me up, threw me on my back, body slammed me, put me on a chokehold. Really, just I got beat up pretty bad that day. And I still have the scars on my knees.
The federal lawsuit takes aim at three former teammates for the alleged abuse and the school and its head baseball coach for failing to do something about it. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We reached out to Seton Hall, but it said it did not comment. It does not comment on pending litigation. One man is dead. Another is in the hospital after a shooting in Far Rockaway. Police say officers responding to a 911 call overnight on New Haven Avenue and Beach 19th Street found a 42-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds to his stomach and chest, and a 36-year-old with a gunshot wound to the back. Both were rushed to the Maca Hospital, where the younger man is listed in stable condition. But sadly, the other man died a short time later. No word on a motive for this shooting, and so far, no arrests. An East Rockaway man is under arrest in a huge music store robbery on Long Island.
Just looking on the website for Colstein Music Shop, you can see some of the instruments are very expensive, selling for tens of thousands of dollars. Authorities say an employee, Manuel Alvarez, is accused of stealing some of those instruments and other items and taking them to Florida. The 61-year-old faces numerous charges, including grand larceny. Authorities say the stolen instruments are worth $1 million plus. Colstein's first opened in Brooklyn in 1943 and then moved to the Baldwin location on Long Island in 1980. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial is back underway with more testimony from Combs' former stylist, Deontay Nash. Yesterday, Nash told the court that Combs had insisted that his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, go to a hotel to celebrate her 29th birthday by having one of his drug-fueled sex marathon, then was berated by Combs when she said no. Nash also corroborated Cassie's testimony that Combs frequently beat and tormented her and that he would threaten to ruin her music career if she said anything about their sex marathons, which Combs referred to as freak-offs. Combs is accused of using his influence in the music business to abuse Cassie and other women. He's facing sex trafficking and racketeering charges. He has pleaded not guilty and insists all encounters were consensual. Well, yesterday we told you about a pair of incidents in the Bronx where someone assaulted two people with a metal pipe. Now there's been a similar attack in Brooklyn. Police say in this one, someone came up swinging a metal pipe at a 68-year-old MTA employee overnight at the Bergen Street F train station, but they missed, and the two ended up in a struggle before the suspect gave up and made a run for it. Still no word on whether the two attacks in the Bronx were related to each other or to this one this morning in Brooklyn. Either way, no arrests have been made. What appears to have been a freak accident involving a dumpster and a garbage truck in Commack, Long Island, turned out to be deadly.
Authorities say as sanitation workers stopped here at the Kings Park Middle School on their daily route, two men were discovered inside the garbage truck. One man, sadly, was dead. The other had a leg injury. Police say the two were sleeping inside a dumpster in Commack, 4 miles away. That dumpster was emptied into the truck, and then when the workers got to the school, school, they made the horrific discovery. No word on how the man died, but detectives say there was no indication the man was dead before he was dumped into the truck. The garbage truck company spokesperson says it's an unfortunate situation. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kings Park, Long Island.
And a man is dead after a fire in Flatbush, Brooklyn. The flames broke out just after 11 last night on the second and third floors of a building on Lenox Road, not far from Prospect Park. Investigators say in the end, the 50-year-old victim was found dead inside his apartment. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. 5 years probation is the sentence for the former NYPD officer who pleaded guilty to criminally negligent homicide following the DUI crash that killed her husband. Authorities say 36-year-old Bernadine Thomas had been drinking and was going over 100 miles an hour in February in 2023 on the Palisades Parkway when she slammed into a tree. Sadly, her husband died at the scene. Ahead of her sentencing, Thomas said in a Rockland County courtroom yesterday she's aware of the seriousness of the charge against her and she accepts full responsibility. Police are investigating after two robberies at the same Lululemon store in Manhattan within just 2 weeks. It happened at the Lululemon on 86th and 3rd Avenue on the Upper East Side. In the first incident, back on Sunday, May 11th, the suspect entered the store about 10 a.m., grabbed a bunch of merchandise from the floor, and then fled the location, threatening a 31-year-old employee with some kind of sharp object before fleeing. The second incident, just 2 weeks later, on Sunday the 25th, the suspect entered the store again right around 10 a.m., grabbed some more stuff, and threatened the employee again with a sharp object before fleeing the scene. Police believe the same person is the suspect in both cases. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Well, is graffiti making a comeback in New York City? Our Glenn Shuck has found quite a lot in his travels.
It's frankly hard to miss all the graffiti here in the Upper West Side. Joanne spoke with me here at 95th and Amsterdam. She says this entire community is a series of issues right now.
Just think that nothing's being kept up. Garbage isn't kept up.
Right.
Graffiti.
In your particular neighborhood, you notice graffiti more? I mean, I see it on that truck even over there.
I do notice it.
This is Councilmember Gail Brewer's district, and she's taking the matter into her own hands. She and her staff will be painting over dozens of graffiti-covered mailboxes this summer.
We would love to have people help us, yes, of course. We're going to have a lot of fabulous interns, and we're all going to get drop cloths, paintbrushes, and start painting.
Really bad here at 96th and Broadway. The street dividers and many storefronts are completely covered with graffiti. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
A 50-year-old man has died in a fatal house fire last night in Brooklyn. The fire broke out inside an apartment at 55 Lenox Road in Flatbush just after 11 p.m. Another man was harmed in the fire, but just sustained injuries to his hand. Other residents were forced out of the building, but most were able to return to their homes. The cause of that fire still under investigation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.